It's time for the Carol Cox Show right here at K108. If you have questions or comments for Carol, our number here is 524-1080, 524-1080. And now, here's Carol.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, yeah, it's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good. Running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean? Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. Shine, you know how I feel. Send out the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Carol Cox Show. Miss Nina Simone. Love every note. And a beautiful day here in Hawaii and all of those good things. And we got some things to talk about. And later on, feel free to call up 524-1080. I got a slight buzz here, so we'll try to get rid of that. But it's been a good week, and things presenting themselves so that we can talk about them. We're going to, I got some, you know, there's a debate that Kaka'ako is going to be a park, and then the Kapalama is actually going to be a park in that area, the Kapalama Canal, and you know, they fenced it off at one time to chase out the homeless and all. But for some of the, I won't call them old-timers, we'll call them those with wisdom and memory, may recall that there was a Kapalama incinerator there that owned by the city and county of Honolulu, just like the one out at Waipahu and like the one down at the Kaka'ako where they burnt trash. And I don't know if you're aware of all the contaminants, but we're going to be talking about all of that and how long government takes to address any of these issues. There was a big stir a while back, years back, on the Waipahu one, and they promised to clean it up. And if you go over there, that facility is still erected, still standing. So we're going to talk about all of that and Community College of you at Honolulu Community College. You'll see over there, I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's tons and tons of contaminated soil, lead primarily, that is there, and levels that exceed just thinking about. But before that, we're going to talk about, and we're looking at some old practices, military and contaminants, and we'll just touch on those and talk about how they used to, as a practice to control dust, spray oil, and we just picked a few spots around the island to just try and demonstrate, and especially the Kapalama. So again, it might have some impact on the rail. We don't know. Just depends. But it has taken a long time. Rocks grow faster than the city and county of Honolulu, and the state can react and do what's right. So a little politics here. You know, out there in Waianae, there's this campaign. I call it a campaign, but to be honest with you, I think what I'm hearing and seeing, there's Cedric Gates, as you know, who's running, and you've heard me have positive comments about him and defending the fact that he should be able to run. But there's some things that, like all of us, we have our own woes and problems, and we have a desire and to grow and become something, whatever that is, politician, fireman, or truck driver, or whatever. But whatever you do, it should straight up. Should be straight, clean, honest, and get it on your own merits. And I just to show you, this is from Views and Voices, and I rarely read anything from the papers and repeat it, but this come yesterday's paper. And candidates address development, and this is on A6 of the Star Advertiser. And basically, in today's I'm just going to cut to the chase here. In today's last of 3 days of endorsements, now this is an endorsement for contested state house races on Oahu, here are the Star Advertiser's recommendation for districts 40 through 47. And someone mentioned to me the other day, and I gave it some thought and thinking, you know, the newspapers and all should be registered lobbyists, because what they do, they apparently, historically, they don't just give us the news. They then tell us who to vote for and what have you. Does that sound like lobbying? I don't know. But someone raised that issue, and I thought, maybe, because it's not a fine line. It's a broad path that they have, and they're able to do these things, as a fourth arm of government. But here in District 44, they now this is for, they're recommending who you to vote for, and they're basically promoting, you listen, District 44, Waianae, Makaha, Makua. This race features no advantage to the incumbent, who until the primary was Democrat Jo Jordan. She was ousted by Cedric Gates, who has been active in community affairs, particularly in children and youth issues. So has built a constituency. A Green Party candidate for this seat in 2014, Gates has run a strong campaign and earned wide support for his enthusiasm for revitalizing Waianae Coast communities. Former Waianae Neighborhood Board Chairman and a teacher assistant at Makaha Elementary School, Gates is facing Republican Mark Pa'aluhi, a political neophyte, carpenter, and former construction superintendent. Now, when I read that, you know, the term neophyte is, you know, being dealing, you know the definition, but something new, you're really not skill that. But why would the paper call him a neophyte when, in fact, he serves as well as the currently, I understand, the neighborhood board chairperson, like Cedric was former neighborhood board. So I question that kind of behavior. And, you know, the Democratic Party, we talk about the Republicans and we question when we get a chance because, you know, that's what Democrats do. But Tim Vanderveer, I spoke with him and asked him to send me a copy of the resolution that was to be made about Cedric Gates and the decision that the Democratic Party was going to make about his running, Cedric Gates running as a Democrat instead of a Green Party member. Never got anything. So this town is filled with contradictions. On one hand, we pick up the paper and we see how horrible and horrendous just stopping short of saying the people involved in the rail should go to jail. But then that same paper turns around and say, by the way, these are good guys. I'm careful to even avoid people that smoke marijuana or medical marijuana. I don't even sit around them. But you have to have some memory loss or something or arrogance or something to tell us how difficult it is and how inept the managers are and the administrators are in the city and the state agencies and the federal agencies. And then come every 2 years or every 4 years, then you serve these same people that you've been critical of. So is there any moral rudder? I know you have the liberty of saying this and promoting who you do, but maybe it may be contributing to the erosion of our voting process, of our system, numbing us all, why we see less people going. It may be just a portion of the factors that are contributing to the decline in voter participation, you know, excitement about voting and all of that, and demonstrating their rights to vote. And when we see this kind of stuff. Now, mind you, a teacher's aide qualifies one for going to the state House of Representatives in comparison to the other guy who is a superintendent who has structure and have built projects and laid foundations and measured and had managed things. A teacher's aide, last time I checked, is the one who wipes up the vomit and the sputum and the urine that the children or you keep the kids within containment of the classroom, or don't let them act up. A teacher's aide? Is that what qualifies one? And I only mention this if the paper believe that this is something is a qualifying qualification, and then omit the fact that Paula Hui is don't mention that he is a neighborhood board chairman. I began to wonder. But there's some other things that go. And by the way, I've reached out for Cedric Gates. And I must tell you, after I made the positive comments on the show, and I reached out and asked him to come on, and he promised to come on, and then he delays it and denies that he was tired, his sister was sick, and just on and on and on. You know, at 63, you know when you're getting the brush off. And so here's some insight for the community out there, and maybe it's something you can fix, or if Cedric gets in, you can inform him and instruct him that if he get there on his own merits, that's good. But lately, he's been embraced by the machine. And the machine will strip you of any independent streak that you have. So what then has the community of Waianae, who is a much-needed, strong candidate, not the Hanabusas, not the Shimabukuras, not the Joe Jordans, who And Cedric has been successful in getting people to go and register to vote. But if you spend all of that energy and all of that gain by then going into and becoming publicly displayed with the likes of Kimberly Pine, what has she done? She calls him a team player. And there are some instances out there, a particular matter now that I wrote Cedric yesterday and asked for comments and to contact me regarding an allegation that there is someone associated or remotely or whatever affiliated with his website or Facebook or with his election process or campaign. Wrote a bad or negative and composed a Facebook that attacked a person that was affiliated with the Marks, the other candidate's campaign, and spoke about him being a sex offender and what have you. And I'm concerned when I see that kind of behavior, and I see no denouncement, and then I'm told that it portion of this Facebook posting showed up on Gates's Facebook posting. So again, these are things that troubles me as an observer, a person who participates in a democracy. If any or all or portion of this is true, then you got the wrong place to be involved, because eventually it leads to corruption, and eventually you might be shepherded in by the administration, the current ones who's in power, but it served the people in a negative way. You just get on board the bus, that the gravy train, and you leave that community which is desperate for leadership. And so Shima Bukura, she in turn had a birthday party and then did a fundraiser for Gates. Now, that's not to say the Duke's Ionas and the Republican Party members are not courting Palahui. But again, this started off being an independent race, an individual who brought vibrancy and vigor to this campaign, to this thing out there, and then to spin it all, and if it's true, as the voters reflected in their voting, in their original voting to get you to this point as the final candidate, go walk on those merits. Why would you be embraced with the likes of Kimberly Pine? What has she done? I mean, and that that so-called Facebook matter that was there that I spoke about seems to be a direct play from the playbook of Kimberly Pine, and we've talked about this extensively over the years, and involving Tom Berg and Mr. Eric Ryan, who know her very well. So I'm taken aback by it as an observer, that you've spent so much time, you've done so well in garnering votes and shepherding people to the voting pool, and then you just thrust it, you hyper raced to the races to be embraced. Where will your independency start and where will it stop? And this is what happens, ladies and gentlemen, and this is why our system is badly broken, because those that possibly that can show streaks of independency, they for some reason get lulled in and hustled in, I'll use the term hustle, and then you become part of the system. Now, Gates has several supporters out there. But if any or all of this is true, and I have a caller on the line, and I'll get to you, but the question is, if you are in fact, any of this is true, issue a denouncement. Denounce it. Now, I understand, I heard directly that His brother was yelling, Ben was yelling some information about a sex offender. This is what I was told by the party who was a target of this. Do we need this behavior? Is it reflective of someone that is going to offer good things and address the real issues in Waianae, or are we going to see a behavior that just one of the boys, and when they need a vote, you vote the way they want to, and they'll give you your rewards, and that'll be it. It becomes a selfish effort, and it'll deny the people that long-awaited, needed representation, someone that speaks independently for them, someone that aggressively, without having to owe the system anything. So these are the things that jump out at me and causes me great concern about this campaign and the efforts out there. And we'll go to the calls. Caller, thank you for calling. You have a comment or question?
Hello?
Yes.
Eddie Carroll?
Yes.
This is Cedric Gates.
Good morning. You finally called.
How's it going?
Yeah, fine. I sent you an email yesterday.
I was listening in to the things you had to say. And I wanted to be available to clear up any confusion you may have about my candidacy and my campaign.
I have no confusion. I have no confusion. Is it?
You said, how can, first, when I tuned in, you said, how can a teacher's aide be more qualified than a superintendent? I was not just a student aide. I was actually working for Councilwoman Pine for a year. I did a session in the state ledge for Karen Iwana. And most recently, I worked for Congresswoman Gabbard in the federal building downtown.
Yeah,
in
but
district office,
this paper didn't.
January of this year.
This paper did not. This paper did not say that. The paper, I quoted from the paper. And if you listen to what
I thought you would have been a person of research and would have actually looked at my website.
No. Cedric, stop for a minute.
Out there, Hawaii Business Magazine.
Caller, good morning. Thank you for calling. Go ahead with your comments or questions. Good morning, caller.
I'm an individual that was blasted on Cedric's page, apparently by someone whose name of Kawhi Santiago or something.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that it just blown out of proportion. They falsified. I never hear the fact that I was a convicted sex offender. In fact, if you go back in the record with Civil Beat, you'll be able to see that I had a whole article on me out here. And this was before I got involved with any candidate running for office. So for Cedric to allow on his page false information about my sex offense and not say anything about that, not even... he just called you and said that you didn't get your facts straight. However, he didn't get his facts straight. He allowed on his page and people to comment on his page that I'm a child molester, which is not true.
Mm-hmm.
My victim was an adult male just like me. She was 18, I was 19, and I did not leave her for dead. You know, the thing that Mark has never once said anything negative in social media about Cedric. Mark has taken the high road. So, and I just want to make this disclaimer. I am doing this totally on my own. Nothing to do with Mark. I just want to be able to clear this thing up because Cedric is promoting this myth that I'm a child molester.
And then associating with...
I am a convicted sex offender.
Mm-hmm.
And I have gone through the treatment program. I have been paroled because I successfully completed all my programs. I completed all my programs, and I've done 27 years. Okay, so, and I'm registered, which says I'm following by the law. Now, what in all of that disqualifies me to volunteer my time to helping someone I believe is the best choice by canvassing? You know what I mean? They try to equate that I'm a sex offender while I'm supposed to just stay cooped up in my house.
Mm-hmm.
It should be noted that there is 166 registered sex offenders in the 96792 area. One of which is a noted kahu in our area and beloved in our area.
Mm-hmm.
He's making great strides in helping the community and in loving the community, and the community embraced him. And the community has embraced me for over the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But now all of a sudden, this is an issue. I've mentioned it at neighborhood board meeting where Cedric was there. And it was never an issue. But I'll tell you where this all stemmed from. The night of the candidates forum at Ka'ahaina Cafe, I was standing outside my car, by my car, as everybody was coming out the runway over there. My car was right there. And I was talking to another woman, and Kathy, and Cedric's brother, Ben, came out, and he was like, man, you know, you come over here, you shake our hand, you in public, you give us love and all that, but on social media, you're making my brother look like a clown. And I try to explain to him, man, in front of all these people, look, man, if you don't like stuff being challenged on social media, don't put nothing out there that's inaccurate. And then so he said, as people was coming out, now a whole bunch of people started coming out. He said, you know, I find it offensive and disrespectful that you would come in my neighborhood and canvass, knowing you're a sex offender, a registered sex offender. We got kids in the neighborhood. And he just started going off. And Cedric got there. And Cedric said, look, man, get away from the guy. So to Cedric's credit, he tried to get his brother away from all that nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
But he tried to make a big spectacle. And I knew what he was trying to do. He was trying to instigate me to do something in front of everybody. So he can say, see, he never changed. But, you know, I didn't do that. You know, I helped my mom, and I just said, no problem, brother. It's all good. It's all good. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then he went about, then he ended up apologizing to the woman that was next to me and said, look, I'm sorry. This offended you. But, you know, he's a registered sex offender. He's trying to get her to come against me. Little did he know that she was telling me why she doesn't support Cedric.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so, you know, that's all of a sudden, and not even hours later, a fake page came up.
Facebook, you're saying a Facebook page?
By Kawhi Santiago. And it ended up going off, man. It started saying, why is Mark allowing a convicted sex offender to come into our neighborhood and canvass? I got children, and I never went into anyone's home. We spoke to people at their gate.
Mm-hmm.
All it was aloha, I'm campaigning for Mark Paluis, running for district rep, you know, and give him the information, and then, you know, we're on. And sometimes we chit-chat and stuff, but never went into anybody's home or anything like that, never threatened any kids, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, this is just nonsense, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is nonsense. But, you know, you look at the record. There's nothing on social media that Mark has ever said anything about anybody. Now, I don't speak for Mark. Mark speaks for himself. You know what I mean? And Mark didn't want me to do anything, to say anything, because Mark is like, you know what? I'm not even going to feed into none of that. I'm just going to continue on doing what I'm doing, and I'm not even going to give power to that. But, you know, I heard what you've been saying, and I've been waiting for a while, like, to just set the record straight. Yes, I'm a convicted sex offender. No! I am not a child molester. I did not beat a child, you know, and leave her for dead that was under 12 years old. No, that did not happen. And this is what's scary. They created a page called Daman Connor, mispronounced my name, and said that I was living in Vegas. That's who my parole officer for Luke. She says, I saw that. She says, you live in Vegas, and I'm sitting in her office, and she's laughing. And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And they posted my crime and everything on there.
On the Facebook.
On the carpet about it, saying, you're saying you want transparency, but if you hide behind a fake page, then they put up the Kawhi Santiago, and then Kawhi Santiago was in Cedric's page making that comment. You can go on his site, unless he's going to take it down now. But on his Facebook page, it's there. So we have the snapshot of it. We took a snapshot of it. It's there. And Cedric Gates has yet to come out and refute that.
Or
and that's the problem
it
that I have.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not supporting that, then why are you allowing that to be on your page for everybody to see? You know that's a lie. If you promote that lie by not saying anything about that, you know what I mean, on yeah. your page.
Well, hold on. No,
thank you for letting me speak.
No, hold on. I'm hoping he's on again, but I hope that he wants to be intellectual about it rather than just talking over me.
Defenders should not have a big
chance. What they said?
Hello?
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 Hi. Hello.
Go ahead with your comments.
Are you talking on Facebook?
Pardon me?
Hey, hello, hold on. Hold on, guys. Hello? Yeah. Carol, is it Carol?
Yes.
Carol, are you here?
Yeah, go ahead. I can hear you. You're on air.
Okay, hey, Carol, it's Cedric.
Okay.
So, I was again listening in, you know, what happened between the man and Ben is between them. I know Ben beat my bigger brother, was upset about how the man was spreading lies on Facebook, even though he shouldn't on Facebook, according to Facebook guidelines. He was spreading lies about me having a criminal record when I have no criminal record, which I believe is a dangerous lie, playing into a political game like he is. And then he also shared a lie that I was born at Waiheua General Hospital, when that is definitely not correct. I can release my birth certificate if he wants to play a Donald Trump birther game. And I just call people out on lies. Don't put lies about me and me to defend my name, defend my reputation in the community. And I think it's a shame that he, you know, Mark, he doesn't speak for Mark when his wife made a video claiming he's Mark's campaign strategist. And he tagged Mark in. So, therefore, Mark was aware because Mark is tagged in a post. It's not like he had no idea that DeMont was making posts about me and about these lies that he was spreading on social media, again, which he shouldn't even be on. And then regarding... you know, me spreading lies about anybody, I have not done anything like that. I have not participated in spreading lies. What I have put out on Facebook is basically saying that I don't think it's cool for Mark's campaign strategist to put out complete lies with no evidence base whatsoever. The fake rap sheet he put out about me was completely false, and the information in there was he was trying to imply that I was involved in a drug bust, when that is so untrue. You need to get down to the court record to see that that we were coming from our nonprofit organization, basically you know, standing up for the guy who was hit with a DUI, and that was what I was involved in.
Well, hold on, Cedric, hold on for a minute.
When we first started,
Cedric,
he volunteered all the way to the end, and he ended up getting a DUI and asked that we, as an organization, speak on his behalf about how he does possess good characteristics, and that's what we did, and that's why my name was on there. But, you know, the fallacies that they've been putting out, it's just been ridiculous, and I don't appreciate it. I really hope that they do research, because then they would find out
how long I've been in this community fight. I've been involved since I was 16 years old, and I'm 23 now, and I'm still going.
So can I ask you a question, Cedric? Can you give me a little respect with the microphone for a moment?
Has just been bad mouthing me, and I
Cedric,
really don't appreciate it.
Okay, can you allow me to speak for a moment?
Yes.
So all of these things that you say that transpired, why not have file a complaint, a formal complaint? And you say that your brother did some things that you felt were offensive, or however you describe them. Why not understand that and stay away from all of that and issue a denouncement and move on, as you've been doing up to this point? So on one hand, you're saying that they did all of this to you and putting out bad information about you, but then you are agreeing that all of these things. So I guess you had to go where you hung up, but just understand, for some while I'd reached out to speak with you on this and many things. When they wrote the word nigger on your election signs or campaign signs, you were in the newspaper and talking about that. And so even though you might know that Facebook does not allow certain things, why not file a complaint with Facebook or a simple letter to Facebook and be upstanding and leave it at that? Are you becoming the enforcer of Facebook freedom of speech? I mean, where does it play out? And whether his wife was doing it and what have you, that has nothing to do with the campaign. If you knew those to be facts, then write them. Maybe I'm expecting a bit much on it, but the reason go ahead.
Can I say something with regards to his alleged comments about what I said?
Mm-hmm.
I said factual comments. Now the statement that he made was that he was born and raised in Wai'anae. Now I know people say that all the time, and they use that, you know, tongue-in-cheek, so to speak, but when you talk about facts, the fact of the matter is, was he born in Wai'anae? And mm-hmm. The answer to that question is no. If he was born in a hospital other than Wai'anae Coast Comprehensive Center, unless he was born in somebody's house in Wai'anae, he was not born in Wai'anae. Now, that's splitting hairs. And I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I was just trying to set the record straight on that fact. To see his knee-jerk reaction to that little thing blowing out to be something huge like this now doesn't bode well for our future. What happens when he gets in the office and he gets attacked? What? Is he going to send his brother Ben to go snipe the guy and take him out? You know, and that kind of stuff is bogus. Mm-hmm. And then the thing with the rap sheet. Anybody can go on E-K-O-K-U-A, type in Cedric Gage's name, and you will find all in the rap sheet of Cedric Gage, which has multiple traffic violations. This guy is on the transportation board, by the way, for the neighborhood board. He's supposed to be a leader in this, but obviously he has no respect for the law with this transportation thing, because he got, you know, traffic violations. In that is where you will find him listed, not as a supporter, but as a defendant in the case of another guy. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. it's in his own rap sheet. And you can just go on equal. So that's a fact that he doesn't like people to look at. And so that's what I put out. I put out facts. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. And the reason is because he's running for high office. Now, Mark didn't put me up to that. I did that all on my own. And I take full responsibility for what I put out, because I know I did it. I did my research, and it was based in fact.
And then you're saying you found this on Kukua, Ho'oiki, and...
Yeah, okay, you got two sites. Ho'oiki is for criminal
issues or civil matters in circuit court, and e-kokua is a site for traffic violations.
Mm-hmm.
You can put in anyone's license plate number, VIN number, or you can put in their name. And if you put in his name on e-kokua, you'll be able to see all his entire rap sheet there.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they reactivated that case just recently. You know, like I think it was 2015, June, July. I have the record. They reactivated. You see it says right there, reactivated. So the case died for a bit and then they reactivated it. So why they reactivated, I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a bench warrant on it? I don't know. But that's a fact. So what's wrong with facts?
Well, hold on. Let me entertain another call. Hold on. Caller, thank you for waiting. Go ahead with your comments or questions. Hello? Caller, thank you for calling. Go ahead with your comments or questions.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, it's Cedric again.
Okay, Cedric. We got
I don't know why we keep getting disconnected.
I don't know. Just keep calling back. Sometime we have an antiquated phone, but keep calling back, and that's all
okay,
I can.
Okay, so what is being said right now? I'm not sure. What was being said? It was very static.
Was what now?
What is being said about me?
Mm-hmm.
Can you repeat it?
Oh, you didn't... Go ahead.
No.
DeMonte, are you there?
I was trying to call in.
Okay, no problem. Go ahead, DeMonte. You had made some claims. What were those claims?
Okay, so with the claims that what I said is inaccurate, is not true. The fact of the matter is, Cedric Gates was not born in Waianae. In order to do that, he'd have to be born in Waianae Coast Comprehensive Center or in someone's house. he was born somewhere else.
Oh,
that's
my
a
God.
Fact. Okay? Now, if he has facts to refute that, say it. The other thing is that with regards to the rap sheet, you can go on E-Kokua, E-K-O-K-U-A, Kokua website, which is the traffic violations website, and you see all the traffic violations that Cedric Gates has. This is the guy that's on the transportation board for the neighborhood board, the transportation committee. The guy that's trying to promote traffic safety and all that. Being totally disregarding of all the safety and traffic rules of our state. In that line of rap sheet, you will see a case that's related to another individual that has Cedric Gates' name attached to it as a defendant, not as a supporter. So that is, his statement to that effect is not true. And I was dealing with facts. And the problem is, his knee-jerk reaction to those facts bodes unreal for us over here on the west side. If he's going to react this way, what's going to happen when he gets attacked in the legislature?
So that's your statement, DeMont. You finished?
Sure thing.
Does that take away from the fact that you posted that I was born at Waihewa General, giving a specific place of birth? Does that take away from anything that you said about that birther scene, first of all? And then, of course, what I said about being born and raised was a figure of speech. I was born at Kapi'olani Hospital and was brought back to Waianae, to where I was raised and where I lived my entire life at. So for you to go into the 3-day difference and say, you know, oh, you weren't technically born here, so you can't claim you're born here in Waianae, that's a figure of speech. You know, how many people you can ask, 100 people, I doubt 2 of them will be saying they're actually born in Waianae. You ask Waianae residents where they were born, they're going to say Waianae. But where they were actually born was in a hospital where their parents decided to have them at. And then regarding that criminal rap sheet, I mean, I can print out. I'm going to release my criminal record for you because you are stuck on this case that you don't even have any idea about. You probably never even called the courts about. And you're throwing my name with drug offenses when this is so far from it. You know, you're speculating on a lot of things, and you're claiming their facts, which is not the right thing to do, and it's not the Pono thing to do. If you would come up to me and ask me about it, I would gladly give you any details you wanted. But because you wanted to go out and, you know, take this little bit of information and try to spread it out, hey, that's on your case.
Should he have asked you before, your brother?
That's what you want to do, you know, and it is what it is.
So speak to the traffic violations. Is that any truth to that, or is he?
Yeah, frozen? And those traffic violations were when I was very young, you know, working out in town.
I ran,
you know, late a lot to because of the traffic that we had out here, which made me, you know, I got caught speeding. I'm pretty sure everybody has gotten, you know, caught speeding
in
their life or has sped, you know, and may not have been caught, but, you know, I'm a human being. So I'll own up to that. I'll own up to my mistakes. And those mistakes were made when I was in a younger age.
So,
and now, you know, we're moving, we're judging past.
There's reason it's 2015 and 2016.
Okay, well, that doesn't go away from the fact that you have made deliberate lies about me. And then you claim that Mark, your campaign, your candidate, had no idea about it when you're tagging him in all of these Facebook posts of mine. And you're his campaign strategist. So let's keep it real and I'll end it off at that. Let's just keep it real.
Okay,
and Ben
well,
is your campaign manager, and he has promoted that.
Okay, DeMont, he's gone now, but we got a couple more minutes, and then we'll go back to break and come back if he want to call back. But again, he's admitting that what he claimed initially was you sitting fake and false rap sheet. Now he admits that there's, but as a teenager or what have you, and so what constitutes an exception or exemption or a waiver if an immunization that if they want to scream or his brothers feel that it's okay, appropriate to scream about your past, then it's not. I don't understand the logic he's suggesting, but anyway, I thank you for contributing that, and just hold on. Let's see here. We're going to go to a break. I'm going to try and answer another call here. Caller, thank you for calling. Go ahead with your comments or questions. Hello?
Yeah. Oh. Is that me or someone else?
Someone else, but they're not there. Caller, thank you for calling. Go ahead with your comment or question. Hello? Anyway, DeMont, if you want to call back in the next hour, I'm going to be available. You're welcome.
All
to.
Right.
And I'd like to get a copy, if you could email me to carol@carolcox.com. And I can go to EcoCore, too, but I'm very interested in this and,
all right,
and other things.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Aloha.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Is this Cedric?
Yes.
I have Cedric. No idea why you keep it keeps disconnecting. So go ahead. I got about 2 minutes, and we're going to go to a break. Are you want to call back in the next hour?
I'm going to be busy doing
okay.
My campaign work, but, you know, I just would ask that people do their research before they speak upon me and my record.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I ask. And if you put out facts, I have no problems with facts.
Well, I'm just asking questions.
What DeMott was putting out was complete lies.
Well, you keep saying that. You keep saying that, but then you digress and say, "But that's when you were a teenager," as it relates to your.
Oh yeah. What he said about me having a criminal record—that's a lie. I don't have a criminal record, Carol.
Well,
and
but
what he said about me being born at Wiowa General Hospital—that's a lie, Carol. I was not born at Wiowa General Hospital. These are the lies that I'm talking about.
I understood your explanation. I understood your
That's what I'm regarding to is comment about having traffic infractions. Yeah, I did have some traffic infractions, and I own up to those traffic infractions.
I understand, but
they're not as bad as what he was charged with and convicted of.
Well, see, that's
really
the thing.
You can choose your battles, DeMott. And, you even tried to call out my brother and tell him, meet you somewhere, take down your number so you guys could fight. And I told you, no, we don't participate in those kind of things at DeMont. We're way ahead of that. And we always try to stay positive as much as possible. But when people like you who always come out with these negative things, we have to call you out on it. And that's what we did.
So that when you say negative things, okay. Well, try call back if you like to. I'm going to go to a break and we'll be back. Thank you, Cedric, for calling. Aloha.
Sounds good.
Okay, we'll be back in the next hour. This is the Carol Cox Show. Aloha.
I must learn. Myself, not from what someone else has said or done. So I live my life from day to day. Try to smile while feeling my way, just like a child. For myself, I must learn.
Stay tuned for the second half of the Carol Cox Show right after the news on KWAI Honolulu, K108. It's time for the Carol Cox Show right here at K108. If you have questions or comments for Carol, our number here is 524-1080, 524-1080. And now, here's Carol.
Okay, welcome back to the Carol Cox Show, and many of you out there heard the earlier show and probably went, what the heck is going on? Let me just assure you that while it sounded like an argument or squeaky wheels and what have you, I'm very concerned about this political process and what we end up getting. And, you know, the two candidates in wine, I haven't seen anything, but then what is the real test for any politician in this town? It's about going in and going and serving a cup of beef stew and kissing a baby and shaking a hand and making promises and then immediately get in office and lie and increase taxes, do no transparency. We still have so many things involved. And so where do we start in cleaning this up? Well, we start by openly discussing, and however painful or disorganized it may seem, I'm a firm believer in that when I see young people coming up, and I've watched Waianae, and it pains me. Each time I drive through Waianae, it hurts. It hurts to see the people that are less fortunate, the homeless. And they are everywhere, mind you. But this is a place that should be treated better. We have a congresswoman from that area who's now running again, very influential. And that community suffers, struggles. And then it's a place to just portray to you what really goes on. And I fault everybody for it, the Republicans, and I'm not leaning toward any party. But clean up your act, Republicans. We need good politics. We need to go back to the mindset that if you're sitting in your house, for example, and you hear a scream, help me, help me, and you run to the door and you see someone being victimized, you don't yell, hopefully. Are you Republican or are you Democrat? But see, people are yelling for help here, and it's a partisan thing. And the way things happen, like myself, I find contaminants, I find major issues, I find corruption in government, fraud, waste, and abuse, and I get assaulted, I get attempted murder on my main personally, and nothing happens. And so if you're curious as to, it's painful to go in and step and interfere with someone's dream, like a young man like Paul Hui or Cedric Gates. It's painful for me to ask those questions, but I know what it is to be an innocent bystander and let people grow up into a system and become embraced. You end up getting a political system as you have right here. Waianae is desperate for good representation. I mean, they can taste it. But then it's undermined when we find that we have young people willing and able, but they're reached out and they struggle for the first couple rounds. And then when they look like they're viable, they're embraced by the likes of Kimberly Pine, Miley Shimabukuro, and others. And let's go back and let's be very blatant and very honest about this process. The only thing that's going to have is good government, and you get good government by starting from the beginning to the end. And so Joe Jordan was appointed, the one that Cedric is originally, she was appointed for that position, gave it to her. Miley Shimabukuro was appointed in one of the capacities. Then she won, two of them won later. But what is happening? You have contaminants that, for example, in the elementary school, and I'm following up on this, the Waianae Elementary School, there is a leakage of a fuel tank in the area, on the ground, for years. And have they cleaned it up? Well, they go to clean it up, make an assessment, they learn that there's a utility line situated underneath. All of these things, the solar farm, the huge one, generating dust and all of that, and surrounding a landfill and many acts of illegal dumping in this area where the solar farm is placed. And these communities are impacted by this dust. And then you get state agencies, state workers who go there and see it and tell the people, well, we see the dust on the shelf, we see the dust on the books, we see the dust on the children's floor, and they got to walk in it. But what we don't see is the dust floating, and we didn't see the dust floating inside the room, so therefore we can't take any action. This is what we get when we take our young people that are vibrant, promising political careers, and then get welcomed and embraced by the old dogs who have consigned to just simply doing nothing but introduce bill after bill. Take, for example, the sludge. You may have heard about that from Waianae. It was dumped over there and taken from Hawaii Kai that we uncovered. And then in turn, well, we're working on this. Whatever happened to that? Is it still there? Was it ever cleaned up? And Mufi Hanneman's administration buried some 3,000 tons of cement in a river that is one of the last remaining remnant habitats for wetland birds or endangered birds like the stilt, the gallinule, and the coot, and the duck. And having to spend millions to clean it up after we file a complaint. What about the Radio Shack, the Voice of America Coast Guard facility? Years and years laden with PCBs, just laying there, trading it off by hook and crook, by passing it on here, the shell game of moving land. This is indicative of a system that invites people in the political process that want to go along to get along. If you dare to stand up and become and embrace the needs of the people and going to be a champion of the, you do that. You might get a hit over the head. You may not be liked in your party, but at least you do that. But to be embraced by the old guard and be told publicly that it's a team player, well, then you better look to see what kind of ball they play. Because I recall the type of ball they play is nothing for the people. The score is zero. And for them, nice, fat insurance, nice, fat retirement, travel, get to go look in a hole, go see a train, you see. And in this state, for example, especially Honolulu, it's said that most of the people here have a one-track mind. You may not agree with that, but the rail has been on our minds for the last 8 years and longer. And I don't think it's going to end soon. So imagine having to deal with one subject, many generations having to deal with it. Something simple as an act of installing a train or rejecting a train or what have you. But every day that we live, we're stuck with this issue of the rail. Can't we just put it to bed? But we have a one-track mind, so to speak. Caller, thank you for calling. Go ahead with your comment or question. Hello? Well, call back if you're inclined to. But again, Waianae, so many, many problems out there. The traffic is just one of them. And the quality of life and what have you. Jobs should be done. And I mean, there's many jobs out there now. They're increasing. But there's just something wrong with the system. And so let's just call everyone on the carpet when it comes to, if you dare go public service, answers questions that may be hard-hitting, challenging, probative, who knows, but at least in this system, and I know there's the debate that this is a sovereign nation, and I respect that, but until the situation changes, we are under the American system. We have a political system that's dysfunctional. And I did invite others, Paula Lahui and Brian Jeremiah and Matt Lopresti, and interesting enough, they all have something in common. They all had to go to church today. They had church events. So I can understand that. You wouldn't quite want to go and sit and chat with the devil on a Sunday morning. I can appreciate that. But in a campaign, but I noticed that on other instances, when others invited them to participate in an interview, they were willing and able, showed up early, sat around waiting until they go on air. But I'm not really caring about the rejection. But in regards to Gene Ward, we sent him a letter asking him, you know, I had said to Colin Ross, his person that's running against him, would he be willing to participate in the conversation on air with Gene Ward on the show here? As usual, I've come to learn there's two types of Republicans. There's some that look at you and see you, and there are some that look and see through you. So Gene Ward is the one who don't even bother to look. And it's unfortunate for him, because there is a Day of Atonement when you will find that people will wake up. In East Honolulu, you're getting nothing. He's out there beating the bush and running the homeless out of there now. How long has Hawaii Kai had homeless people living around? Long time. Caller, thank you for calling. Go ahead with your comment or question.
Thank you for taking my call. You're very, very faint. I could add something in terms of the elections on November the 8th. They must do before the council acts. Do you want me to go ahead?
What is it related to?
Financing of the rail. The council can't act until December 1st, when HART must give fiscal cost accountability, actual empirical proof, what they spend, what they receive. And then the city council is going to act on 5 proposals.
Mm-hmm.
I can give a phrase for each one of the
so
proposals.
So if they don't, who's the enforcer?
That's exactly the problem. Here is what happens. The people can say no, and none of these will pass. But just as the audit found guilt, fraud, whatever term you want to use, who is empowered to enforce anything? Where is the penal consequences after the audit has been completed? And that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Very quickly, I could add anything you want, but 3 P's.
Well, hold on. Let's set the backdrop here, because I want people to understand that we talk about this all the time.
Yes.
Every day is a discussion.
Yes.
But we also sit back like lemons waiting to our turn to go drown ourselves in the pool of politics. Colleen Hanabusa.
Yes.
Is running for Congress. She's not even running. She's walking. And in fact, I think she's walking backwards, because she's guaranteed to be in. But then she was at heart, and she was going to assure us of this and that. And then we had a governor who we unseated one and put him in, and he's just poised to go ahead. And there's a little light at the tunnel, I guess. Mataoshi is leaving, but then she's also leaving the contaminants in the ground at Radford High School and Makalapa Elementary School and all of that, poisoning our little kids. So
yes.
I just wanted to set the backdrop. So it's as if we're all insane or nuts right now, because we don't get anywhere. We all of us, we're right in the midst of voting now, and we're going to pull that lever and stick it to our own selves, and then come back and have a conversation on radio.
Let me continue with 3 P's, because it's directly applicable to what you just said. The first is protest now. And, of course, we could talk, we can do sign waving, etc. The second is to poll us to vote no. on many of these issues. But the third one, policy, is, I think, where we are, I think. Future accountability. It seems inevitable that what we have spoken about is going to happen. Caldwell will win, and the people who are going to be running will win because of the power structure here in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to the people to hold themselves accountable and in turn hold the politicians, plutocrats, oligarchs accountable. And it's up to the public to do that. And this is where you could have, and I just use the word loosely now, agitation and control. Has it reached the point of agitation? It seems obvious. Everything you have said this morning is a truth. It's a fact. And mm-hmm. it's conclusively proven over the years.
No matter how sophisticated or intricate these things are written or connected, here's one problem, one flaw in the political system here in Hawaii. And maybe I'm sure some intelligent person is going to go, well, it's like that too in other states. You know, Hawaii is not the only one. Well, maybe so, but here's the problem. You see, the mayor, for example, commercial talks about building parks, right?
Yes.
And enhancing the parks. And I think one commercial, the little kids climbing on the jungle gym or whatever, the monkey bars, whatever they call them. I'll show you how old I am. They don't even call them monkey bars anymore. And I don't want to ask what you guys call them.
Oh, come please. Go ahead.
So, here's how the government works, and I remember reading a little bit about babushkas in Russia, where they're busy with the hanky on their head and they're with the broom sweeping the street, but what they really are, listening posts for the government. And so when Caldwell wins, or DeJu wins, he brings in a cadre of women and men that will sit there and set up camp. And Caldwell will go through the back door, and they're actually running the government. So if you piss them off, you get pissed on. If you, the whole thing is corrupt. And that same cadre of people close the door. Caldwell goes to the bank and work on, do his little bid, and with,
yep.
get his extra pay and go wherever, and then come up with some amendments, let other people sign the documents for him, and you do his work. And that little cadre of women and men that hold the fort down are in place, and they're interchangeable. When they were present with Mufi, then when Mufi loses, then they go work for Caldwell.
Yep.
And that is where we don't get to vote for those people, but let me tell you, I have learned it is them or they who can be the death of success or failure in this town. Any proposals, they can put the squeeze on you. The executive secretaries and all of those people. People
yep.
that are appointed and anointed by the mayor. And that's where we are. I don't know if many of you know that. And that is the problem. So, you know, we may approach things with logic. We may approach things with science. We may approach things with all the facts and all the taxpayers' monies. But at the end of the day, the mayor is not running the government. It's that front office, the babushkas, who's whispering and telegraphing back to the mayor what things, who they screwed or what they did wrong and who they're going to fire or who they're going to not give a contract to. That's where our government works, believe it or not.
They are not listening to the people. The people have little or no voice. And for some of us, it's got to the point I mentioned before, agitation and control.
Mm-hmm.
Because logic and reasonable decision, it's not going to happen. So the three P's, protest, yes, poll, vote, yes. But I think the third part is policy.
Mm-hmm.
People must hold themselves accountable. And secondly, must hold the power brokers accountable. Now, how you do that, I'm not sure. but being from San Francisco, and when you use agitation, I know how successful that was with civil rights. And we got civil rights from agitation. And I've got so many documents in front of me to sustain. I'm not going, just one very, very, very quickly. This is an anonymous letter, a construction professional, project professionals, sinking columns, cracked wells, useless design, structural failures, given to CC every politician in the state. And this is three pages, single line, just to support what I'm saying. And now if they plead ignorance, how can somebody, a citizen, and I could go back to 2000, how can a citizen know and they don't know? They plead ignorance. Or now they want new people to be the CEO. They've got Parsons, Brinkerhoff people all over. They have vested interests financially in all of this, etc. So whether everything you're doing, you know, Mr. Cox, is so, so important, because we have no way of determining. The newspapers are in an existential crisis. They're going to go under to the electronic age. They need money.
Are they going to go under because of the new age of electronic news? No.
Well,
they're going to go under because of what they do and how they do it. You can't tell me one day that Kirk Caldwell has taken a big article that he's taken money and never declared it and what have you, and it's wrong and all, and then turn around and tell me, well, you should vote for him. The nice thing about this new age is that they are intelligent and they do think and they will react. And I don't believe that you're going to see a mass exodus or a mass protest. I don't think that is going to happen in this state, because the layering is so intricate and so well woven that if you show your face, unless it's you're really committed and will lose everything, you go out there. Hey, I saw your boy out there protesting the other day. Can you tell him to back off? Well, that means if you don't back him off, then you don't get to work here anymore.
I agree. I have no importance, but I have nothing to lose.
Right.
And in the best way possible, I am going to try to fight everything you talked about this morning.
Yeah.
Because I've been personally involved with the appointment of someone on a committee, and the way in which was done, very deceitful, favoritism, etc.
Right.
And I'm glad I wasn't picked, because if I were picked, I would have to say that I would vote yes on charter amendments. And I would never vote yes on all the charter amendments. Some yes, some no.
Yeah.
Especially no on number 4 and number 12.
Okay.
Mr. Cox, thank you so very much for giving us a voice.
All right. We got a couple other calls here, so call
please
back.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Aloha.
Bye.
Aloha. Paula, thank you for waiting. Go ahead with your comments or questions.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, sir.
You know, elections are coming up on this town. Let me turn my radio down. You know, we're all talking about Caldwell and his $200,000 he gets. I'd like to get on the board and get that, too. But we've got DuJou, and we've got his ad, I think, is the public is not aware of the significance of his political ad. Eugene, I'm a veteran in Vietnam, also in 30 years in the military, using his uniform in his political ad, and this political ad on a number of stations, I'm surprised they're even playing it, portrays him in full combat uniform on patrol in probably in these dangerous cities in Afghanistan, and he's shaking hands with the little kids. people don't understand, he's a major in the Judge Advocate Corps of the Army. He's mm-hmm. a lawyer. His primary job is in the office, on base, taking care of legal matters. Medical doctors and cooks on the base don't go out on combat patrol.
Okay, let me stop you there. I share your concerns, and I'm the one who raised the original issue on my show and filed a formal complaint about DeJue wearing his uniform, so that's nothing new. But again, you're starting to sound like many other people here. Your heart's in the right place. You mean well, but I hear you mention the story each time. And the winner of this conversation is Caldwell. Caldwell, regardless, and I'm a veteran too, and I believe that it's wrong as two left shoes to incorporate government, especially the military, in our domestic affairs internally, and suggesting that military is condoning or supporting you or endorsing you. That's just flat out wrong. But there's nothing to rise to the level of the fraud and deceit that Kurt Caldwell is presenting. I don't give a damn if DeJue wore a Purple Heart and never earned one. It has nothing to do with, it does not allow us to dismiss what Caldwell stands for and has presented us time and time and time again. He's not a good manager. We can all agree to that. He has no knowledge of heart. We all agree to that. Or if he does, then he's lied on many occasions. He's continued to threaten to talk about raising taxes and all. He's now presented you with 20 amendments to the Honolulu Charter. And in turn, we are gravitating back to Charles DeJue wearing a uniform. And like I say, I'm not belittling of that, because you know, if you check the records, I am the one who initiated that and have talked at length about it. But I, too, in my sober moments, say that there's a problem here. Kurt Caldwell is not the person that we should be saying. It's the same as Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, lazy voters. Or we're afraid because DeJue is a Republican. So we're going to tolerate the worst of the worst in the Democratic Party. And Colleen Hanabusa, didn't Caldwell appoint her? Right? Yep. Right. He appointed her. What did she do for Hart? Wasn't she, he boasted of how she was going to bring all this good knowledge and expertise to the, and then we're still gravitating back to DeJue. And I, you know, I'm going to have to hold my nose when I vote for DeJue. But again, the problem is we contribute, you and me, if we sit here and lie to ourselves, well, you know, DeJue wears his uniform, but Caldwell has taken money from everybody that has a contract practically with the city, and those that don't. And then in turn, he has a fail rail that, and you understand, and he even paid money for contract security, and yet to speak to you how useless his policies and his administrative ways are. We had a train that was in a secured area with security, and someone came in and painted a whole wall of China on it, and we didn't even know it was happening. So that just tells you where his mind and commitment is when it comes to the people. That's indicative of what he's really about. So I agree with you. DeJue is wrong. We should slap his hand and see that he get demoted or go do dishes for the next 6 months, but it does not rise to the level of Kurt Caldwell and the lies and the misdirections and all of those things, and the funding and the financial donations and all, and the failure to disclose this $200,000.
Well, I just want to add to what I'm saying. In spite of fact, you know, most politicians, you're always voting for the lesser of two evils. But getting back to this political ad, I want to know who authorized the use of these other soldiers in the ad in a combat situation to go off. You know, normally when you're in combat, when I was in Vietnam, you're on duty 24 hours. Who authorized these soldiers to participate in this particular ad? Do they get paid? Do they endorse? the Jew, this ad is just sickening, and I think it's a disgrace to the military of the uniform, irrespective of the political situation involved. And the Jew, his only goal is to get back on the public dole, because he can't make it in the private sector as an attorney. And Mr. Cox, that's all I would say. The issues are the disgrace of the military, the uniform of the military of the United States of America. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, that is probably, if you want an example why we, and caller, you can call back. I don't want to be appearing to be sniping at your comments or taking issue. But there is, if you want to know why we are in such a hellhole and we're in a cesspool and swirling and sinking, and it's because, as I said earlier, if you heard a scream outside your door and you run out and open it up, and the first thing out of your mouth is, are you Republican to the victim, or are you Republican, or are you Democrat? And, well, sorry, I'm a Democrat. I can't call 911. I can't intervene. Well, it's the same thing. We've become so partisan that we will tolerate the likes of Kurt Caldwell and defend them and just demean the other person, and because of the partisan. I will vote for anybody that I believe that will remove and put an end to this kind of behavior, whether it be Democrat. I'd even vote for David Dukes about right now. And, you know, David Dukes, actually, his family probably owned me at one time. But I still would, because I just met some people yesterday on the beach, and they just moved down there. And a couple, an older couple. They lost their homes. They couldn't pay the taxes. They couldn't. They have money. They have a retirement. So they're regrouping and going to go to the mainland once they get. So the reality is, Caldwell is not promising anything. But meantime, watch out for DeJoux now, because he got that uniform on. And the naked truth is, Kurt Caldwell is not good for government, not good for the people. He has appointed many a people in place that can make your life miserable and will make your life miserable, because he is catering and owned by big business. Caller, thank you for calling. Go ahead with your comment.
Hello, hello, hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Speaking of Caldwell, I am calling about the charter amendments.
Mm-hmm.
And I text you the location for the forums for this coming week.
Okay.
So, and Monday will be at the Democratic Party headquarters on South Street, 675 South Street. On Tuesday will be at the Waikiki Community Center on Pawakalani Street at 5:30, both of them at 5:30. And on Friday at 11:30 a.m., at the Capitol. We have gotten so many people calling and saying, do it again, do the forum again, let's talk about these amendments. And it goes exactly to the heart of what you're saying. Number 15, to give Kirk 12 years in office is just more than we can handle.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I'm calling us. We have to get all of these amendments. And it is exactly what it says. Amend. There's nothing new here. It just gives the mayor more power.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking everybody to please, please vote. Don't leave anything blank. Just vote on these things, because most of them are set up to give the mayor more power. Like you said, to appoint more people to do the things that he can, and, you know,
the more power you give him,
somebody else did it, you know.
The more power you give him to appoint people, the less chances of you having control over your government.
That's correct.
Because it becomes an insulation factor, serves as an insulator, protects him, and you've got people that are not bound by the rules and the laws. And who's going to pay these people when they create new agencies?
When they create more committees and more commission, more this and more that, means that we have to pay more people to do something. They have offices and computers and telephones and all the things.
Mm-hmm.
And it removes him again further away from you and the people.
Well, it takes a lot of gonads to come to the people, and you failed them already, and you've made appointments, and you told us about Grabowskis, and he was going to be great, and then you told us about Farmby, he was going to be great, and you told us about Colleen, and they were going to be great, and they brought all the answers, and then we're still standing there on the tracks going, where's the train?
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. And again, I have to gravitate back to the other caller. We're stuck on this uniform, and there's no uniformity in the way we approach all the activists out there and the people that know better. I see many of them licking the boots of Kurt Caldwell. So it just sends mixed messages, right? They, on one hand, they want to strike down this person because he's a Republican, and over here, but he might have great ideas, but over here, this guy is still in your blind, but he's a Democrat, so it's okay.
Well, they're really... Now, you know, of course, I'm a Democrat, but I really am disappointed with the Republicans in that there are 51 House seats, and 30 of them went unchallenged. Where were the Republicans when they had a chance to challenge this, and it didn't?
And...
In, and we need a two-party system. We need it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the worst design. So why didn't they have people to challenge 30 seats when unchallenged?
I'm going to go and consult my psychologist and ask him to describe that, what you just stated, because it seems to be prevalent in us Democrats. We always turn around and say, where we fault the Republicans for not putting somebody up to run, but we'll put up with the crap that the Democrats are spewing.
Well, that's why.
I mean,
they get
why
away
don't
with the crap
why
because you, there's no challenge.
But as a Democrat, you have no control. You personally, and I personally, as Democrats, have no means of even speaking to the Republicans about why they don't run somebody. But guess what? We do have the right to stand up and speak out against the Democrats and have control because we're part of that system and speak out in an honest fashion and quit being political because we want to protect the Democrats and then chastise. Yeah, that's the only result you're getting.
The reason that I joined the party was so I can speak out. So I do have a little bit of a voice, not much.
Yeah,
a little bit.
But I'm saying, but even that much, you should project it on these Democrats, and because we have some control over them, we have no control. I mean, okay, 50 Republican positions of people out there should have ran for office, and that's you and I. But we can say, call it out like it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we have our conventions, to say, Caldwell, you're not welcome. Hanabusa, you don't get a fair, just a free pass to become Congresswoman musical chairs. You don't get to represent the city council who were in violation or had ethics violations charged against them. You go represent them and then find yourself being appointed as the chairperson of HART. You don't get that. See, that's where I believe that the average Democrat needs some political mental counseling for us to earn on up to our own kids can be rotten.
You are right. When I'll tell you, my culpa here. When, and you may remember this, when we were working daily to get the minimum wage passed, and one Democrat said to me, "Please don't tell the truth about Ige, because he was the reason we lost the year before, because he vetoed the minimum wage." She said to me, "Marcia, please don't tell that. Don't campaign on that. because Ige is going to run for governor. So I have to say, and I told her, okay. Well, first of all, I didn't think he would run, you know. Anyway, I didn't. I kept my mouth shut. So I have to take responsibility for bowing to her wishes.
Well, welcome to the Democratic Party in Hawaii. You earn a star. You should be the one with a brilliant star because you gave.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, dear.
You gave to the party. You took a bullet for the party.
I did.
Yeah,
and then
look, turn now to the left and look at all those taxpayers out there, those poor, struggling homeowners, and everybody else who's struggling to avoid eating dog food because we would keep our mouths shut because the party.
Because
it's a grand old party.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's the other callers. Hold on. Caller, thank you. Yeah, go ahead real quick with your comment or question.
Yeah, I just want to ask her if she could please repeat the meetings that are happening this week slowly so I could write them down. She mentioned minutes ago there were three meetings this week.
You want to repeat them? She'll repeat them. Go ahead real quick, Marcia.
Okay. First, the Democratic Party headquarters at 5:30 on Monday, and that's at 627 South Street, I think. It's right across the street from the old fire station at 5:30. Seating is limited, so come early.
It doesn't matter. Just go on with where is it located, because if they can't get in, they can't get in.
Right across the street from the old fire station on South Street.
All right.
Number two, the Waikiki Community Center at 6 o'clock on Tuesday. And then at the Capitol, for anyone in the middle of the day that is downtown, everybody, at the Capitol, room 309 at 11:30 to 1:30, and bring your lunch.
Okay.
And we are just doing all we can to get people to read the amendments.
They'll just, when they get there, give them all that. But anyway, we got no more time here. There's one other caller. Okay,
yeah,
thank you
very much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. I cut off a caller. But you call right back. I was going to try and entertain your call, but. But again, things are not said so nicely here. But you know, that's just the way it is. I'm a nice guy, but you got to call it what it is. And I think we're so divided that we've forgotten that this is America, and that's what we started off as a chorus concerned with America and American values and all those benefits that I enjoy. I mean, it's a hell of a place to live. I love it. People are dying to get here. It's not perfect, but, you know, and they say heaven is even better, but that's imaginary. But I can go to bed at nighttime expecting to wake up a free man the next day and be able to come in here and speak as I do freely without wanting or scared that I'm going to take a bullet. So if we get back to that, maybe we can rid ourselves of the Caldwells, the Hannemans, and all the other politicians who just don't seem to know what country they're in. They operate as if they're out there somewhere on some backlands of sitting out in the universe. But this is America, and we have values and have laws, and one day I hope that they meet the long arm of the law. So anyway, so much. Caller, thank you for calling. Go ahead real quick.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Carol.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Go ahead with your comment. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't hear you. Anyway, yesterday, on Friday, it was Friday, I had an opportunity to take a ride on the western end, of the island. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Oahu. Yeah, coming in from Mililani, I went to a funeral, And I came down through, on through off of the freeway there and entered into the area. I was going to Waimalu Shopping Center, so I went to Kamehameha Highway. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I was appalled at looking at this monstrosity called the rail. And what gets me, I do not understand. I notice that on the columns, they seem to be trying to put in some kind of Polynesian sculpture. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, they... I think the stations in right most visible parts, they have decorated, ornated carvings.
Yeah, ornated, and, almost like Easter Island. You know, Easter Island?
Yeah, well, say hello.
Anybody have any idea how much additional cost is that for that crap?
Yeah, well, if you start to figure out how much it costs for that, then it's almost a concession that we'll accept
so
the total
cost. So that basically will be in the populated area, decorative,
And they would know anyway, and you know what bus soot does, and car soot, because it's enclosed there somewhat, it's going to collect, and then you'll have black soot dripping down, and you understand.
Yeah.
And who's going to come along and wash those things?
I have a suggestion, anybody's interested. Where this on the rail is close to the ocean, they should paint it blue. Where it's close to the mountain, paint it green.
Mm-hmm.
When it's close to the highways, paint it brown.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother. Hang in there.
Hey, thank you for calling. Aloha.
Aloha.
Caller, thank you for... Go ahead with your comment or question.
Yes, sir. You mentioned that you saw a couple people on the beach that couldn't afford the taxes.
Uh-huh.
Does that mean they sold their house and are living on the beach waiting for a flight to the mainland?
I didn't get to that detail, but...
I was just wondering what the progression of the homelessness is going to be, along with the ability for the service to be provided out here. And I'd also like to add that Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, all brutalizing their homeless people. They got a big problem there. And just in a town like Portland, a regular wage, you can't afford housing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess you could just say maybe everything's falling under an umbrella called gentrification,
mm-hmm.
where there's a group of people that are going to be literally left for dead, or become so desperate that they're going to harm each other and wind up in jail. Maybe they're getting greased rails to the jailhouse. I don't know.
Yeah.
But could you tell us how you see it playing out?
Okay. Thank you. We'll try along the way. Okay.
All right.
Aloha. Caller, go ahead real quick. You have a comment, a question?
Real quick. About the rail. Charter Amendment 4.
Mm-hmm.
Please vote no. They want to add the rail to the bus and handy van under one authority.
Okay.
Oh, please vote no.
All righty. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Caller, thank you for waiting. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry, am I on?
Go ahead. Yes, you are.
I just wanted to comment that the last guy who was talking about the Polynesian drawings on the rail cotton and how it reminded him of Easter Island. I just thought that was a pretty good metaphor. We're so concerned about the rail that we're kind of ignoring all the other problems that we've got going on. Thank you for
my
call.
Hey, thanks for listening. Aloha. Well, folks, I don't have the answers, but I can only tell you in about 10 years at this pace, we'll call it America No More or something, or America Minus, because we don't seem to care about anyone. We don't. Everything is done when we see the homeless. We say, well, they want something for nothing, and it's a socialist government, and it's like, wow. Why don't we just go to school and learn how to rip apart America and don't give a rat's butt about anybody but ourselves? Why don't we do that? And why don't we Maybe we should just have our universities to teach our children to fit in and become part of something, and then that way we'll be accepted, and we won't have the stresses, and those that don't fit in will suffer. Well, no, that's what we have now. I'm sorry. I apologize. Yeah, caller, go ahead real quick.
Carol, one more thing.
Yes, sir.
You're talking about America, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to conform America to the standards of the Middle East than it is to conform the Middle East to the standards of America.
Okay.
That's where we're headed for.
All righty. Well, thank
Aloha.
You. Aloha. Anyway, guys, thank you for listening, and I appreciate Cedric Gates calling in, and DeMonte, and all of you, and I still stand to say that America has some pain going on here, folks, and I think the solution is if we just start to respect the other people, the other person, the other individual, and then still operate as one. We're going to make it, but when we got crooks vying to get in the White House and favoritism with Obama's and his methods and everybody's deviating, drifting away from what's right and what's wrong, we won't be hanging around here very long at that pace. But we will be able to take the train out of here when we have an emergency. So, anyway, we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
This has been the Carol Cox Show, heard every Sundays at 9 a.m. on K108. Tune in again next week, Sunday at 9 a.m. to the Carol Cox Show on 1080 a.m. KWAI Honolulu.